The opening of the Elgar Violin Concerto, which Tasman Little will perform on Sunday with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Richard Hickox. Tasman assures me that despite a dose of the lurgy, she'll be on top form come Sunday.
I'm now at the stage where I feel much better, but my voice sounds terrible, so I get plenty of sympathy.
Let's talk then about the Elgar Violin Concerto. What makes it a special piece?
It's such a personal work. I mean, it was very personal for Elgar, and he wrote it with his muse, if you like, Alice Stewart Wortley, in mind, and she was very much at the forefront of his imagination when he wrote it. In fact, he was suffering from a little bit of a mental block about the piece, which he was writing for Chrysler, and he couldn't get very far with it. And it was Alice that was the person that encouraged him and pushed him to keep on with it.
Do you think, Tasman, that in a sense the sheer brilliance of the cello concerto has overshadowed this work, wonderful though it is, and perhaps caused it not to be played as often as it otherwise would have been?
I don't know that that's the reason why it hasn't been as often played, because I think that it is definitely as fine a work as the cello concerto. I think there's a couple of reasons why it hasn't been as well known. The first is that there is a slightly smaller standard repertoire for the cello than there is for the violin, and so obviously the Elgar cello concerto is played very, very often, because it is one of a smaller group of very great cello concertos, whereas the violin repertoire has got many, many violin concertos that are sought after in terms of performances. And so in a sense, when you've got more to choose from, and when you've got war horses such as the Beethoven and the Brahms and the Bruch, then the Elgar, by very dint of those other works, is going to be less often played. And then there's another reason perhaps why it hasn't been so often played, which is because it's very, very long and it's very difficult, and perhaps also it's quite a tough piece to shape. Maybe in the past certain soloists didn't want to take it on, and particularly not as there were so many other wonderful concertos to play.
Richard Hickox is conducting the LSO in this performance on Sunday. He doesn't get an easy time of it either, does he, with the Elgar Concerto?
I believe that the Elgar Concerto is one of the hardest for the conductors to deal with, partly in terms of the length, because you've got to have such a strong sense of line about it. You know, it lasts 50 minutes, and some performances last over an hour, and you have to really carefully shape it. And also then, of course, there's this notorious accompanying cadenza at the very end of the piece, and that gives every conductor a nightmare, because it's extremely complicated to put together. And also by that time, you know, you've been playing for a good 45 minutes, you know, so you might be beginning to feel a bit tired, but everybody's got to concentrate so carefully, because it's very easy for things to go wrong.
Thank you. what a wonderful work that is. And you can see Tasman Little play the Elgar Violin Concerto on Sunday evening at the Barbican in London. Richard Hickox will be conducting the LSO.